You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Can we spend the next 2 minutes and worship God for the Holy Spirit? Thank you, my helper. Thank you, my helper. Oh, Holy Spirit, what a blessing that you are to us. You are the gift of God to us. You are the gift of God to us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to sit down in that same spirit. Just for a few minutes. Sit down in that same spirit. God bless you. Sit down in that same spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have an advantage. Tell your neighbor, I have an advantage. I am not disadvantaged. Tell the person, it's not about my family background. No, no. It's actually about my family background. Tell the person, it's not the earthly family. No. I belong to a higher family. I am of the family of God. I'm of the genealogy of Jesus. What runs in our family is divine life. And the result is the spreading of our light. For kings are coming to the brightness of our rising. Tell that person, in this family we belong to, we love darkness. Because that's where we shine. Now tell that brother or sister, say, we love problems. We love problems. Because when problem comes, we show who we are. We show our debility. Yes. How will they know that we are of God? How will they know? There must be chaos for us to appear. And when we appear, by the authority of the family we belong to, in nomine vatae, we decree the decree of the Lord, and things are put in place. That's where we belong to. My God. It's not money in our pocket that determines our confidence. For he has not given unto us the spirit of fear unto bondage, but has given us power, sound mind, and peace. What makes us comfortable is not external, it's eternally internal. And these are not motivational talks. These are the true expressions of who we are. These are description. The darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But it says, arise and shine. Yes, this is the season of our shining. Oh, let them meet. Let them plan. Let them orchestrate. It is okay. They can orchestrate it. But the Bible says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. As wise as the devil might think he is, if he had known that orchestrating the downfall was my rising, he would have done it. That's the family we belong to. The family we are in. When you press us down, we are very impressed. Because you know why? We are like springs. When you press us down, we are so impressed. We are so excited. Because as soon as you lift your hands, we just pow. That's how we are. When you kill one man with us, we will take thousands of your men. That the devil took saints that are in this church away, he made a huge error. Don't you watch action movies? The only time that the jack begins to bring his powers is when they kill someone that he loves. Don't you understand that? I don't want to share Rambo down now. Your cool sister and I say, Alu Palataya. We don't give up. We don't give up. I said we don't give up in this family. We are not depressed. We are not oppressed. We take charge. Tell your neighbor, this not be morphed, not be morphed, now reality. Tell your neighbor, I am not disadvantaged. Tell your neighbor, the fact that we are African is a greater privilege. Tell your neighbor, don't wish to have been born in the U.S. Be glad that you are born in Christ. Your spiritual location is more important than your earthly location. Are you with me? Your spiritual location is more important than your earthly location. Why? Because you are spiritually located in Christ. To the location on earth that you are a location from God to the location. You get the point? You get the point? So it means Ghana is privileged to have you been born here. That when they write the names of Ghanaians, and your name is there, Ghana is privileged. Are you here with me? I was watching an interview of the president of Uganda. And he said, why are you trying to enforce your life on us? He said, you won't let us come to the U.S. I only come to the U.S. to help you. Did you hear that? The Ugandan president. He said, we only come there to help you. If you let us come, take your nation. We'll take our country. I get all idea here. I hear women of God. They are privileged. Ha! Ha! You want to go and visit some nation on this earth, and then you queue in the sun. And then one small girl come and tell you, you won't come back. Ha! What an insult. In this church, let me tell you something. People will travel in and out of the continent and come. You will stay there. No, no. Are you with me? You will not stay there. They are praying for revival in their nation. We are the revival. Now they don't know who is man, who is woman. We know who a man, we know who a woman is. They need to say one. Hallelujah. They are just slaves of righteousness. Are you with me? They will keep inventing, we'll use it for the gospel. But they won't teach us how to live our lives. A man of God went to Japan. A man of God's friend to Japan. He was going for some business deal. And he took a cab and then forgot his money in the taxi. He didn't realize it until he took a train and got to his hotel. And he made hey! I've lost my money. Then he called the place where he took the hotel where he was to do some transaction and then took their number and was able to trace the driver. He said, okay, please, I left something. He didn't want to say money, so in case the guy would take it. Japan. He said, I left something. I left my something in the car. Can I have it? Oh, right now I'm on a very long trip. You left your money. I've seen it. So tomorrow morning, go to our office and take it. The next day, he went to the office. The money was he counted that no die. So he called the guy. He said, why did you steal it, sir? Stealing is beneath us. They are not Christians. Oh. Say stealing is beneath. So if you are in the church and you came to serve to steal phone, how can you go so low? Pick phone. Oh, you give, this one will not pray against you. You won't die. Don't worry. But it is, how can you steal phone? Somebody's person, you take them, say it's beneath them. Then he said, this is wonderful. How much can I send to you? He said, we are not paid for doing the right thing. Are you paid for doing the right thing? Please keep your money. Japan. Ghana, Christian nation. Japan. They do Hinduism and Buddhism. Japan. He says, stealing is below them. Ghana, Christian nation. Your light is shining. I said, your light is shining. I see saints that are here who will not add zeros to the zero that is there. I'm seeing believers in this house who are showing the ministries how to be a good person in Ghana here. Oh, glory to God. I see somebody buying a phone for 1,000 CDs, I'm not selling it at 10,000 CDs. Glory to God in the highest. I see somebody going into the sales of fabrics, you know, and she buys one at maybe 50 CDs per yard and is not selling it at 500 CDs per yard. Oh, because it's below them. It's below them. It's below them. It's below them. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Oh, amen. Oh, I'm seeing believers who are here working wholeheartedly and they don't carry placards and say that we are on demonstration. Hallelujah. I am seeing some believers here who are not in a hurry to take more money because we are in the election year. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I see believers who are very different. Are they here or they are there? Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You belong to a different family. You are not of the stock that steals. You are not of the stock that commits abortion. You are not of the stock that commits fornication. You are not of the stock that commits adultery. You are not of the stock that thinks evil of people. You are not of the stock that you oppress your husband or your wife. You are not of that stock that denies your husband bedroom. I can't be married and your husband cannot touch you. Hey! You punish your husband. Ah! You can't have him by your side and behave that way. Your light is not shining up. Your husband has not gone to the holies of holies. All the incense he prepared to submit to God in the holies of holies for the past 1 year. Somebody is saying, oh, pastor, they are not in this church. Yo. He is standing by my side. He's whispering to me. He's telling me. Ah! Don't you know that because you can't be blessed? He is the priest of your life. And you are fighting the priest of your life with what is meant to be his. That is what God, if you don't like, you should have married. Ilama mama. I did not plan this. No, it was not. Oh my God. My God. How can you do that? Hey. Ilama namataya. You are not of the stock of children that do not respect your parents. You are not of that stock. You are not of the stock that your father will talk and you talk back. You're not of that stock. I refuse you to be that stock. You are cutting your ears short. And I can't stand that one. Because in this church, we don't bury young people. Hey! And my father says, Fibra, hey, me, which man? No, forget the beating I received in the pastor. By revelation of scriptures, I can't do that. I want to live long. Are you with me? I want to live what? I want to see myself hold the hands of my two daughters. I mean, the guy's going to marry early. Hold my two daughters and walk them down the aisle. Walk lady down the aisle. You get my point? Not with stick, not with, no. Fool, I thought I would even sing for her at her wedding. You get the point? Only man boogie, what are you talking about? Hey, I'm walking here down the aisle. I can't die now. That's why I must reference my father and my mother. That is the only command with a promise of long life. Long life is not a prayer topic. It's a covenant. When he's standing by your side, he will tell you these truths. Give us the amplifier of that scripture. Amplify. Amplify. He's standing by my side. As a church, we can't fail. No, Nana Bay, we cannot fail. You get the point. We can't fail. Ro, we cannot fail. We can't fail. We can, Moses, we cannot fail. We can't fail. No marriage here can fail. We will force your marriage to work. It is a Yehuwa vision. If it's the man causing problems, will bring you, lock you up in bishop's office, 3 days. By the time you gaga 3 days, you come out, you say, I won't do it again. Your marriage will work by force. If it's the woman, we'll take the bishop steady in his house, lock you there for 1 week. Because when a woman fasts, it changes a generation. You're always betting. He said, but you will receive what? Power. Give me Amplified Classic. He is standing by my side. I can surely never fail. And look at it. It says that. But you shall receive what? Oh, say it with me. Ability, efficiency, and might. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So when the Holy Spirit has come upon your life, you become efficient. You receive divine ability. That which you could not do before, you can now do. And not just do, but do it well. Excellence becomes your portion. Are you with me, people of God? What you failed in before now, you excel in it. That's what the Holy Ghost does. When he comes upon you, he makes you efficient. He gives you ability. You who that was timid, you could not take certain steps. Now you can take bold steps. You can go for that business deal. You are looking for years of experience. They tell them, I have years of divine experience. I have Holy Ghost experience. And from that place, you take steps. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall receive what? Ability. It is not normal ability. It's the ability of God. It is the enablement of God. That's what you have. Tell your neighbor, that's what you have. Tell the person, you have the ability of God. Tell the person, you have the ability of God. So can you imagine Jesus Christ in business? And then you find Jesus Christ come very early for Tuesday service. And Jesus Christ sitting behind around 6 o'clock. This Jesus. Then, Brother Kevin will meet Jesus. Why? Kevin. Yes, I'm K2O. Jesus. And he will get up. Jesus will. They will have this Nigerian movie key. But you know that when they are sad, look for it for me. They'll do the flashback how that the Father God was telling him, son, if you come here, you won't do business well. Yeah, they are very wicked. They will reject you. He said it all. Now, if your Jesus and my Jesus cannot be doing business and be failing, and you have his spirit in you, who told you fail? Are you here? It doesn't matter what business you are doing, as long as your hand has found something to do. The ability of God comes upon you. And that little thing, what did David use for Goliath? Common stone. In fact, the thing was so annoying that Goliath was very angry. And you know when you're angry, you lose balance. He said, what is that? You think we're joking here? What an insult! I will kill you. I will tear you. What's that your name again? You know that kind of thing? That you feel that you're of great status and then they treat you some way. Is it that kind of thing? Have you seen it before? Just imagine. Like, no, be in the shoes of Goliath small. I know his shoes are big, but be in his shoes small. If he wished he could get Saul and tear his neck for such an insult. And the worst part, he saw, number one, the guy was a youth. Then he checked the guy, no knife, no spear. Then the guy brought catapult. What is this? What an insult on my pedigree. Then he spoke, and this small boy spoke back. He said, hi. Say, you come against me with your swords and your spears and the name of your God, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, whose army that you have defied. The guy say, ah, you are still talking to me. You know the funny part? The next part, David ran to him. You're not still afraid of me. Nonsense. You see, the hurt of being disrespected alone was enough a defeat. That's why the devil doesn't like you. You annoy him. You see, the reason he's annoyed of you is this. You see, he was there one time in eternity. And he said in his heart, I will ascend to the throne of God. Chey. Bible now said, because iniquity was found in thee. He didn't do it all. It was found. Then years down the line, the place he wanted to ascend to, the Bible says that we have been raised with Christ and seated there. The place that he was longing to be there, we have been raised to sit there. The most annoying part is that we are there and we don't even know. Any kind of, who are not? To make matters worse, where he was, God now says, for these people I'm creating, they don't have to come there to be it. I am come to them, Emmanuel. So that throne is now in our hearts. The devil can. Every morning, you need to see him when you wake up in the morning. And you call headache. Have you done it? It's difficult to. We've been trying, but the thing is that we can't find him. Because according to what he has been saying every morning, that he is hid with Christ in God. So it's been very difficult. But we are still seeing what we can do about it. Then, a strategic planner in the demonic world comes and says, okay, let's get him to have some little offense in his heart. Listen to me, people of God. You are a constant project of the devil. Constant. So you annoy him. The good part is when you know who you are. And then I wake up in the morning, you start destroying. They stayed awake at night to plan some 50. Then you wake up around 5 o'clock. The day is good. My day is blessed. And you know, I'm sure when the devil sees me pray, he gets annoyed because I normally pray with coffee. I followed my father's steps. So when I'm praying, I have my coffee there. Oh, send me plants with coffee. When you go back, feels wrong to me. Ila mama shata. Are you here, will of God? Ask your neighbor, have you received enough? Is this okay for you for the morning? You see, this gospel is for living. Say with me, I have the ability of God. Say, where Christ cannot fail, me, I can fail. Anyone here that wants to do your masters, don't wait for money. Go and do it. But Pastor, how shall it be? Since I know no man, the power of the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, favor will come out of you. And people you don't expect to begin to bless you for that. Yes, you receive ability. You become efficient. Listen. See. It should be that company went to do your service. But let them. Hey, I'm on fail. When they think that service is ending by August, September, like, no. We can't let this one go. But you see, Though you are of God, you are not behaving like God. They come late, you also come late. They sit in the office and talk, you're also talking. You are an ambassador sent to that place. Forget the NSS pay. I know that can't take care of you. But you are representing God. You have a spirit of efficiency. So go to work early. Do the work well. What they've not asked, grab, find and do it. Now, by the time you are leaving, say, no. I think we can do something about this thing. I think, don't you like here? No, I don't like here. Oh, why? Is it the pay? Yeah, I don't like it. Your pay is not good. We need you. We need people like you. You are of that stock. I said you are of that stock. This morning I just came to announce to you that he is standing by your side. I came to announce to you that the divine life we are talking about is the Holy Ghost in you. I came to tell you this morning that you have not just become born again to hang around. No. You have been born again to pass life to others. And it is by the Holy Ghost. I came to tell you that you are efficient. I came to tell that you have ability. I came to tell that you have might. Are you here, people of God? I came to tell that anything you need to make it has been given to you. It's right there on the inside of you. Just cough it out. Are you here? I'm done.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.